Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week. And this week it's an exclusive. You should really get one because you like Star Wars. You like the podcast. Do you like things that the podcast guy likes from Star Wars? I love astromech droids, and I'm happy to say we have an exclusive pack of Hasbro astromech droid action figures. They come in a giant R2-D2 shaped box. I got an early look at some advanced samples a few months ago, but there were a couple of minor changes, so I actually haven't opened up the production one yet, which just arrived in the mail here yesterday. I'm going to go ahead and do that in just a second, but before I do, this item's in stock now. Just go to entertainmentearth.com, search on astromech droids, or even just droids, and you will find them in a hurry. I'm going to crack open the box and let you know what I think, because this will be a first for me and a first for you. Okay, as a droid fiend, I was at a buddy's wedding a few weeks ago, and he had his wedding at Disneyland, and I'm like, don't they have new droids there? I'm going to get some droids. That's the kind of person I am. I don't know if you're that crazy about droids, but I am, and I love them. This set comes in a great box, and on the back you can see illustrations, which is some very unusual for Hasbro character art. We don't usually see line art of figures on packaging like this, and it's pretty great. On the box, you'll get one droid actually has no name, and this is kind of a funny story. A long time ago, a buddy of mine, he goes by M. Cipher on the Twitters, he came up with this obscure droid list, and he said, hey, have you ever seen this one? And there was a bartender droid in Jabba's Palace that I've never seen before. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting, and I filed it away for over 10 years, and when it came time to do this exclusive, I'm like, hey, can we get one of these? It looks kind of like a cross between David Bowie and a Coke can. It's a white droid. All the droids in this set are based on the bartender R2-D2 from the vintage collection. So if you like the vintage collection R2-D2, that's the one these basically are. And the figure is known as Jabba's bartender on the box. It has no designation. Almost every droid ever, even if it didn't have one, we had astromech droids back in 2006. And there were 2005, but they came out in 2006. And those droids, some of them didn't have names yet. Hasbro and Lucasfilm collaborated and came up with names, and that was great. Under the new regime, they decided not to bother with that. Every droid on the box, I believe, if I'm wrong, correct me, were already somewhere out there in the ether. So they didn't make up anything new, and that's the phone. So you're going to hold on for a second. I've been getting the same phone call for the same guy almost every day for months, and I don't know who it is. They just keep calling here. Anyway, where was I? Jabba's bartender droid is fantastic. It looks like the arms pop open easily. Now, again, I've only had these out of the box for a few seconds right now, so you'd probably get better impressions if I actually prepared, but it's been a really busy couple of days where I have a lot of new Hasbro items going on the website, but I digress. The arm opens out. The thing pops open. If you push in his third leg, a periscope pops up. You can rotate that around, and he has a removable bartender harness and drink dispenser on top of his head. Paint's pretty good. Everything seems to move okay. I'll pop that off. The drinks should be removable from the harness. Let's see if they are. They are. So you can give those to your other aliens if you want. But anyway, yeah, my buddy pointed this out to me, and I'm like, we gotta do that. And here it is. It's rare to have a not entirely uncommon to have a character named after its function as an action figure rather than its name. But we've got Imperial officers, we've got, I'm probably forgetting some other one now. I'm sure there's like Jabba's accountant figure. I know who Jabba's accountant is, but just bear with me here. Jabba's bartender is really cool. He's from Return of the Jedi. He or she is the only Return of the Jedi figure in this boxed set. And it might be, someone correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the only Return of the Jedi action figure to be released this year? It might be. Next up, we've got R2-A5, which is a figure I asked for in the original droid sets that didn't happen. It's an interesting one, because originally R2-A5 was in the cut of Star Wars that was released to theaters in 77, and home video every year until the special editions, when it was replaced by CG creatures instead. So this is a figure that was erased from history, and now you can have it. It has the same functionality with a pop-open arm and the sensor scope as the bigger figures. Or the bigger, what am I saying? The bartender figures. It just lacks the bartending gear. You can push up on the third leg, and it has the periscope. It's green and white. It's very close to its on-screen counterpart, but the panels in the movie had a bit more of an outline to it. The final toy doesn't, for whatever reason. I'm assuming it just wasn't carried through after seeing it on the line art. But that's a story, unfortunately, I don't know. It's a great little figure. It's going to go wonderful in my Mos Eisley diorama. I'm looking forward to that. Let me get this thing closed a little bit better. There we go. Oh, all these guys have rolling wheels, too. Next up, this one's a little weird. If you saw the Clone Wars movie, and I'm sure three of four of you did, R2-C2 is recognizable as one of Zero the Hutt's bartenders. It is one of the craziest looking droids I've ever seen. It's blue and gray. You can see gray swirls and markings all over. It's got a black sun tattoo on its belly. I think it's even the name Zero inscribed on the arm. Somebody look that up and translate that. But there's Black Sun Tampos on the back, too. I'm seeing this final figure for the first time as I'm talking to you. It's got the bartender gear on it, and it's pretty much perfect. I'm sure there might be an inconsistency or two with the animation model, but as far as unique-looking droids go, they don't come any more unique than this. I mean, normally they follow some pattern with the panels. Whoever did this really colored outside the lines, and the end results are spectacular. I'm hoping they do more weird droids like this in the future. But yeah, you ain't got nothing like this. I would say it goes great in your Zero the Hutt diorama, but there's no Zero the Hutt figure other than one Fighter Pods figure that was a Target exclusive in 2013? Maybe it was 12, but I think it was 13. Anyway, you probably didn't buy it, and as far as I know, that's the only Zero the Hutt you can buy. Sorry, bad news. Next up is KTQT from my absolute favorite series, The Clone Wars, and my favorite arc on that series, featuring D-Squad. Little frog dude, Meeber Gascon, sounds a lot like Walter Matthau, and he commanded a troop of astromech droids and a pit droid featuring R2-D2. QTKT was one of them, and this is the upgraded model of her. She has a pink body with kind of light pink panels and stuff. She also colors outside the lines a little bit. There's a really great torso pattern that makes it look almost like she's wearing a shirt or a dress. It's very unusual. Also on the dome, there's yellow and black striped warning labels to indicate her upgrade, because on the show, every droid got something of an upgrade. R2-D2 got an upgrade, BZ got an upgrade, etc., etc. So far, this is the only member of D-Squad, other than R2-D2, to be produced as an action figure. And I'd love there to be more. I hope you go around requesting more, because maybe someday that can happen. But for the time being, if you want a pink astromech droid, this is the second one to ever be produced. The first one was R2-KT, which was a Comic-Con exclusive and a tie-in to the 501st Legion. This figure has all of the same great features as the other droids. You can rotate her dome, but you gotta get the scope out of the way, because otherwise it's gonna clip it a little bit. But it's a nice-looking figure. It's pink, looks good in your dioramas, and you need more Clone Wars droids. You don't know it, but you do. And it's not the last one in the set. There's two more. R7-D4 is Plo Koon's astromech droid. He is kind of, I'd say, maroon, dark reddish-brown, gray feet. Same features. You can give him the drink harness if you want. Looks good. Gray dome. Now that I think of it, there's no silver domes in this set. I wonder if that's artistic license or what. But they do stand out from your other robots, because it's kind of a different kind of cartoony, but not really look. Pop open doors, moving feet, rolling wheels. And the last droid in the set is R7-F5, which if you don't recognize, that's okay. I don't expect you to. I saw it in a magazine article, and I'm like, we don't have a lot of orange droids. There was a couple of orange parts in the Disney Build-A-Droid bins, and R7-F5, I believe, was part of the Shadow Squadron, so the Y-Wing bombers and whatnot. He looks great. Not like blisteringly bright orange, it's a sensible conservative orange with gray feet, pop-open panel, all that good stuff. If you don't like this figure, I hope you don't buy it, but I hope you do like it, because I think it's fantastic. Getting that thing open here so I can see that arm. Pretty cool. There it is. And this is a visual thing, and I'm really glad I'm doing audio for you. Especially 10 minutes of me talking about droids that you've seen pictures of. Anyway, it's a good figure, nice construction, colorful, and I'd say overall it's a great set. Obviously, I'm extremely biased because it's an Entertainment Earth exclusive, and I work at Entertainment Earth, and I have a lot to say about exclusives that we sell. So, yeah. I hope you like it. We're offering it now with free shipping and handling in the United States. It's in stock while supplies last. I believe this is the only... What do we got? There's some original trilogy-ish figures coming out this year. If you look at the Rogue One line, the Darth Vader figure, depending on who you ask, is either Episode 4 or Rogue One. We'll know for sure when the movie comes out, because I'm hearing buzz that the outfit discrepancies may be described in the film. Who knows? So, that's all I got. If you like droids, pick it up. Oh, the box opens real easily. You can cut two pieces of tape, open a tab, and slide them right out without destroying the gorgeous R2-D2-shaped box. And you can still keep it for display. You can put them back in. Obviously, the tape will be cut, but you'll know and I'll know. And, yeah, don't sell it to somebody as a sealed toy, because you wouldn't do that. You're good people. So, get the set today if you can find it. It's exclusive to Entertainment Earth. And we also offer it to a couple of... distribution partners, so you can check your local comic shop, and if they don't have it, ask them to order it from eDistribution. I'm sure they'll be happy to bring one in. And that's it. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Don't forget to get some droids. See you next time, and check us out at Ent Earth on Twitter.